Hey, Voya listener, welcome to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be coming to you for the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And it is the second day of the weekend, and of course, we must keep our spirits up for the rest of the week, with lots of things coming for you only on Indonesia Today, where you can tune in through our online streaming in voynews.id, shortwave 325 kHz and 475 kHz, also our application in AAE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. Housing and Settlements Marauder Sri Ayat announced that prison lands in strategic urban areas will be reused for residential development. Following President Prabowo Subianto's directive, the plan involves relocating prisons from cities like Jakarta, Bandung, and Medan to remote locations, freeing up valuable land for affordable housing projects. Ara is coordinating with relevant authorities to identify suitable prison sites for relocation and redevelopment. Commemorating Kartini Day on April 21st, 2025 serves as a reminder that women's rights and safety in Indonesia still face significant challenges. Despite constitutional guarantees, many women continue to experience threats and violence, even in environments presumed to be safe, such as healthcare facilities. Recent incidents involving medical professionals accused of sexual harassment underscore that urgent need for stronger protection and systematic reforms to ensure women's safety across all sectors. And that was the news.
Java, which will come to with the market. The traditional market which becomes
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a Toronto song called Happy Antaluca or Broken Heart by Toronto Mew. The song popularized by Dory Marantica was released in 1999. The song created by Arianto tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt with each verse recounting a growing emotional journey. Well, listeners, here is Toronto Mew with the song Happy Antaluca. Happy listening.
overwhelmed by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. When leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry, the solid is still white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and dried. The solid is called tabete. To make kasuami, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 centimeters and a height of 10 centimeters and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for tips or souvenirs within fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Quite a Nobatan, Nipat, Nipa, Chatananko, Kunabat, Nabata, Naruto, Naman, Nakot, Nabushit, Namun, Awanagi, Nagan, Mujak, Nukuk, Moi, Moima, Mushit, Mamma, Kabaki, Kamik, Kuda, Naka, Toyama, Tatuat, Ayakasina, Jabana, Manobi, Poka, Babi, Adam, Masam, Kunasuk, Mudata, Abukaku, Bushit, Bongi, Nakot, Nagot, Bokotan, Kunama, Tashamasi, Abiku, Abiku, Abu Manako, Manako, Nak, Manuja, Udakuda, Chano, Udaka, Nakuku, Shikuna, Udaku, Japan, Udaka, Manabu, Utoku, Manana, Abukashi, Abutua, Nakadaki, Masam, Kunaki, Tashuku, Nabu, Nabu, Nukia.
We meet your rice and pork extra. And then, when we come out afterwards, we can sell the gong three times and begin the ritual. Yes, bitterly, said the beginning.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Barrett, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other pieces. The poem is then read out before the offerings and fruits in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and fruits are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yes, selamat datang. Dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin taman lagi.
Mereka tuh sepatu tidak sekompleks itu. Kita ada kripas gomit, kita ada taman lagi. Two eggs, and then chicken, pig, and apple. After that we give the gum, eat the bowl, and then put the egg on our head, and pick black on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we eat the gum again, and then afterwards we stop and face.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
The purple hand gone for a sunken day of tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening fun land, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drowning sound of the gong sounded, the more sunken day of community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang naik tuh, petuah orang.
The gong sounded, it is giving good guidance, forms, and fate, including the spirits, like farming, and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Supaya, go hit the gong, go under the gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. Do they know if gong is for business or not? No, they're not. Stay here in your house. People from neighboring village can enter our village, and vice versa. If they go, we will bring them misfortune, and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pass, will invest the plan. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences. On the law, it happens. The gong should and fruit must not be eaten, and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo, for the gong is sounded again.
Children and grandchildren. With the rest of us, the other side of the Purple Hand Gong for the Sunken Day of Community in accompanied with a tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally chakalo fish, yellowtail fish, or makarao tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense, so that it is not brittle when smoked.
Fish, with its smoke differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar